And welcome back to Jim Strader Outdoors. This is Outdoors version number two. By that I mean we're in the second hour of the broadcast. Welcome aboard. The numbers tonight, if you have any questions for us, 571-8484 or 1-800-444-8484. We are talking with Captain Jim Durham, Striper Fund Guide Service. And, Jim, we've been talking about the river and the fantastic fishery that it is for these giant stripers. Do want to mention that that fishing gets better and better as the season goes forward. It's going to stay good for quite some time. As a matter of fact, don't you feel like kind of from, say, late April through, gosh, all the way up through fall is kind of one of the peak times?
Well, it is, Jim. As I was saying before the break, we catch big fish every month of the year, but quite frankly, January was terrific, and then we just had a bunch of ice storms down here. We had a terrible ice storm where we got, like 6 inches of ice almost, and then about 10 inches of snow on it, and it just, February and March, you know, were just terrible fishing because the river was just, you know, couldn't clear up. And then it rained, cats and dogs. We had, in a 30-hour period of time, we got 12 inches of rain down here. It took the river, you know, several weeks to rebound from that. Problem is, up in Lake Cumberland, you know, all the water from, it seems like half the state pours into Lake Cumberland. And it was up in the parking lots, you know, at the marinas. So all that water was coming down the river. So it's just in the last 3 weeks, you know, really gotten to where it needs to be. And when it got there, you know, kabam, they turned on. And we've been having some fabulous days. You could go on my Facebook page for Striper Fund Guide Service, and you could see, you know, a lot of these 45 to 52-inch fish. Now, this massive big fish, and, of course, this time of year they're a little heavier because they're, you know, full of eggs and all that.
You bet. You bet. Well, as we mentioned before the break there for the news, you have obviously guides up on the lake as well, a number of them. Tell us what's going on up there and what the bite's like right now and give folks some tips and techniques they can utilize.
Okay. Well, some of the larger lakes that we have guides that work on are Cherokee Lake and Norris Lake, Lake Cumberland. We also have guides that fish the Clinch River. Down towards Nashville, we have Thames Ford Lake. And so we have altogether 8, 9 different striper waterways. One of our new waterways that's just now getting red hot, and we just opened up on this waterway a few months ago, is the Laurel Dam Trace. It's the cold water discharge that comes out of Laurel Lake over towards London and Corbin, and it runs for about a mile, this cold water coming out of the dam, and pours into the Cumberland River about 50 miles, you know, before it hits Lake Cumberland. And these stripers, beginning in the 1st of May to mid-May, they're just now getting up in there, will stay there all summer, and some we have 30 and 40 fish days over there. And there is no restriction. We can catch and release over there, and the water is cold, so the fish will do just fine like they do at Lake Cumberland. There's a lot of hybrids in there and a lot of stripers. There won't be the big monsters we catch below the dam there, but you catch great numbers of fish, and the topwater bite over there is fantastic. So if you go on my website, striperfund.com, and scroll down to the Laurel Dam Trace page. Each one of my waterways has its own built-in website with photographs and videos, pricing, and you can learn all about it. And that's a new waterway that I want to get you on up there because I know you love that topwater bite.
I sure do.
We're gonna get that done.
Well, I that is a very, very exciting fishery. I've been getting some reports about that, you know, in little glimmers, and I'm really tickled to death you all are opening up another phase over there. You've emerged really as one of the larger guide outfits in the Mid-South. with these number of skilled guides that you've got on all these lakes. Let's kind of do a tic-tac-toe, if you will. Talk about Lake Cumberland. What's going on down there right now? What are your guides seeing? What techniques? What's around the corner?
Well, we've been catching some fish through April. Again, with all of the rain, the water fluctuation, it's been up and down like a yo-yo, which when the water's steady, you know, the fish will settle into a pattern better. But, you know, when the water going up and down as it has been, we'll have a week or two when they're red hot, and then, you know, they'll kind of get slow where we're just getting a couple a day, and then, you know, suddenly it's red hot again. The fish are now coming out of the creeks. Generally about the middle of April, they'll start moving out of the creeks, a lot of them into the main lake. But some of the creeks are like you know, some of the other lakes. Some of the creeks on Lake Cumberland are like lakes themselves. You know, that'll run 15 miles back and be 100 feet deep that far back, okay? So it's not like they've got to run out to the main lake, but quite a few fish are, and they're beginning to stage. However, we're getting into the 1st of May. It's time for the fish to begin the spawn. Now, we still catch fish during the spawn because they don't all spawn at the same time. And, of course, the same thing at Cherokee Lake and Norris Lake, which, you know, those three lakes are probably our three largest impoundments that we catch fish out of. And Lake Cumberland doesn't have any hybrids to speak of, but Cherokee Lake, of course, and Norris have hybrid striped bass, and so does Tim's Ford Lake. And but there's some big fish in Tim's Ford and big fish in Cherokee. One of my guys over at Cherokee hit a 32-pounder 2 days ago. And for, you know, for a lake like Lake Cumberland or Cherokee or Norris, I mean, that's a good fish these days. You know, 40 years ago, that was a fairly common fish. But with as many people fishing and a lot of the eater-sized fish get caught, catch a 30-pound fish out of Cherokee Lake, that's something there now.
Yeah, I fished with one of your guides over there on Tim's Ford, and my nephew and sister-in-law went over there subsequent to my trip, and we had an absolute fantastic time. Bill Evans and Corey Storch and I went down first to kind of, you know, see what the fishery was like, and man, we caught big hybrids. I caught a striper that was in the 20s and just had a blast. And then when my nephew and sister-in-law went down, they caught huge hybrids and just had a fantastic outing.
It's different down in Tennessee, and down there, you know, catching releases allowed. And with the hybrids, generally these fish, a big fish will, as you're fighting it, it'll get stressed. It releases a lactose acid, like a toxin, and it kind of poisons itself. And if you fight a big fish in warm water, he's gonna, you'll have a low probability of survival. You might as well keep him and eat him. I'm saying big being, you know, 15, 20 pounds, not like the river fish. Right. But at Cherokee Lake and Tim's Ford Lake, I mean, we, and over at the Laurel Dam Trace now, you know, 20, 30 fish days are common. Where, you know, if you want to take a youngster, for example, and get them excited about fishing, that's the kind of place where they're going to get the rod bent a lot. Okay, have a chance at a nice 10, 15-pound fish and that kind of stuff. You about ready to go to break here, Jim?
Yeah, this is a good spot to do that. Coming back, we'll talk about some of the techniques that you guys are using over there. And I want to return to our conversation about Lake Cumberland and what the, you know, LYs are doing. They got that spawn coming. We'll kick that around a little bit. The numbers, folks, if you have questions for Jim Durham or myself, 571-8484 or 1-800-444-8484. This break is presented by Paul Thomas, Mossy Oak Properties, Hart Realty. He's got all kind of wildlife management properties, farms, vacation homes, lake houses, and cabins for sale, and will be delighted to talk to you and help you sell your outdoor property. Check them out at mophartrealty.com. And we're back on Jim Strader Outdoors, and again, we're talking with Captain Jim Durham, Striper Fund guide service, one of the largest guide services down in the Mid-South region. They specialize in all types of fish, and we're going to talk with Jim a little bit about how he's broadened his base. We're going to talk about walleye and some other interesting things as the program goes on here. If you have any questions for Jim or myself, the numbers are 571-8484 or 1-800-444-8484. Jim, here locally, obviously, Lake Cumberland is the big deal for a lot of the folks that like to fish for stripers. We've got hybrids at Barron. We've got, you know, some other opportunities, but Lake Cumberland is the gem, as I like to call it, of our striper fisheries in the state. And what's going on there right now? What are your guys seeing? Are the fish, I know you mentioned they are transitioning out to the main lake and starting in the spawn. We just went through the full moon phase with another crazy weather system that came through, which kind of screwed some things up for night fishing opportunities and what have you. But I'm looking for probably some of the alewives and Chad to come up and try to start spawning on the dark phase of the moon, which is in, it's a week from this Tuesday. It's on the 11th, I believe, of May. And then we'll move even further forward on a better note towards the full moon at the end of May. So that gives us about a 2 to 3 week spread there where there ought to be some good shallow water opportunities, albeit at night or, you know, at various times during the day if they're schooling. Right now, what are the temperatures like? Where are your guys catching fish? What's producing on Cumberland?
Well, we're pulling, we're fishing live shad on planer boards and down lines. The fish right now are at anywhere from 25 to 40 feet deep. They were up on the surface. They're starting to move down a little bit as the surface temperatures are warming. The alewives should start spawning, historically, statistically, generally, they'll start about May 15th with a heavy spawn, right. And then the night fishing goes on at that point, and then when the full moon comes in later in May, the alewives get up on the shoreline and start beating against the shoreline. That's how they get their eggs out. And you can fish at night for them. We do not offer night charters simply because of a safety factor issue. Not just, from drowning safety factor, but if you have multiple people on a boat casting lures at the same time, you get my drift.
I do, but it's a little hairy.
It does. But you can get out and fish them, but you have to be real careful this time of year because the water, has been rising. There's a lot of flotsam out in the lake. And it's easy to, hit a log and rip your prop off or, have a problem. But to answer your alewife issue, yes, as they do every year, they begin to spawn in about mid-May, and that runs through the full moon and into early June. Then at that point, most of the stripers will be coming out of the creeks and moving into huge schools on the main lake. And they began to drive these bait balls to the surface. And a lot of guys don't even pull a lot of bait at that point. For the night fishing, you can throw red fins and slivers at them, very thin type of lures. Slivers made by Rapala. They're, anywhere from 8 to 10 inches long, very thin, hard divers.
Right.
And you fish them parallel to the rock shores. But when they come up on the surface, I actually like to throw either blade baits, hammered spoons. You can throw a red fin in them, bucktail in them. But they'll come up sometimes half as big as a football field. They'll just erupt all at once, and guys will just sit in their boat in the general area and wait for them to come up, and then you run over to them, put your trolling motor down. The biggest mistake people make is coming in on their gas motor and running right in the middle of them.
I've never understood why people don't understand that when you do that, that disrupts and spooks the bait fish, and once the bait spooks, it's game over. I mean, it, you know, your attractant that was creating that mayhem is over with or dissipates, and you got to go into sneak mode, stealth mode.
You just got to come down on a plane at least 100, 150 feet away. Get your trolling motor down, put your trolling motor on high, run in there, and wait till you get to the edge of them, and then start chunking on them. Okay.
Yep.
But again, you can limit out pretty quick, and it's an issue where these fish in the lake have a much higher mortality rate because the water's not colder, and that's why you're allowed to keep two. And once you get your two fish over 22 inches, just be happy with what the Lord gave you. You know, follow the regulations and rules and general unwritten policies. You know, and you don't want to sit there and catch one after another. Because, you're killing a lot of fish doing that. But it's exciting to catch them. Now, again, if you want to, continue to do that, there's other waterways like the Laurel Dam Trace or Cherokee or Norse. There's the lakes in Tennessee. There's, no unwritten rule or rules or restrictions about catching release. But that's what will happen in June. You'll see big schools of them. And, of course, I like to, I have some general idea of where they would be. And if you have a spread of 12 or 14 planer boards out, 6-7 aside and some alewives out, and you go through a school like that, it's buckaroo bonsai time at that point. Ever daggone rock, then it's, it's Chinese fire drill. And,
yes, sir.
It can be pretty exciting, So,
absolutely.
It's like anything else. It's not catching, it's fishing, but you just have to go out and hone your craft. I have some instructional videos that'll teach you a lot of the good basics. Striper Fish Like a Pro Trilogy DVD series for the novice fisherman, and there's information in there for the more experienced fishermen, from how to set your boat up, to how we catch bait, to maintaining your bait, to the six different ways we fish live bait, to trolling umbrella rigs, to reading your marine electronics. There's a lot of good stuff in there that'll help folks. And the funny thing is, of course, I shot that video, 15, 20 years ago. So I look a bit different now. It's funny, when I see that video, who is that guy? But
been there and done that my own
like bed. It works out, but there's some wonderful, fishing around here. If you like, these fish are great to eat. They're a nice, firm whitefish fillet. I like it. To me, it's like a piece of orange roughy or something, fries up nice and firm and good eating fish.
You better believe it. All right, Jim, we got to go to the bottom of the hour break. Coming back, I want to talk to you about y'all broadened out in some awesome walleye fishing opportunities that are very, very intriguing, and it's actually underfished fishery. It's kind of a new frontier for a lot of folks around here. They used to go to Lake Erie and those places. They don't need to do that. So we'll talk about that if we come back from break. If you got questions for us tonight, 571-8484 or 1-800-444-8484. This break is presented by SMI Marine. Go soon, folks. They'll take great care of you. Be glad to service your boat. They've got all kind of boats that they're taking orders on right now. Remember, you never get soaked by my friends at SMI Marine. And we're back on Jim Strader Outdoors. The numbers, if you got any questions for us this evening, 571-8484 or 1-800-444-8484. Jim, before the break, you were talking about some of your instructional videos. And as you know, I've perused them. I've had a lot of good feedback about them. Tell folks how they can access those real quick.
Well, you just go to the main website. For all the different companies and waterways, there's a central website, which is Striper Fun, FUN, like having fun.com. And once you get on StriperFun.com, you can go to our online store, and there you can purchase the Start for Fish Like a Pro DVD trilogy training series. You can purchase your super bait tanks. You can purchase your HydroGlow bait lights, your Phytech ultra spreader nets. So there's kind of a hodgepodge of different fishing-related items there, and that's where they would, you know, get that. And then, of course, once you're on the main website, over to the right, you'll see the 13 different waterways, you know, that we have. I've got three new waterways. I haven't had time to put on the website yet, and we'll talk about those in just a minute. But each website, again, has its own built-in, each waterway has its own built-in website with photos, videos, information, pricing, tell you about everything, you know, all the different opportunities for a multitude of species of fish, Jim.
Okay. I guess, well, I want to talk about the walleye here. Let's go ahead and do that, but then I want to talk about your new venues you just mentioned. But let's talk about the walleye, because walleye, they're an unbelievably attractive fish. They're underutilized because folks don't really understand how to fish for them here. I've referred to them repeatedly in past programs as the next sleeping giant. And what I mean by that is they're just a marvelous fish. There's a lot of them in our lakes. They're being stocked in many of the lakes around the region. And you all have set up guide service for that on Dale Hollow and on the Cumberland River. Jim, talk about that. What it's kind of educated you guys in a way. Talk about that.
Well, one of my other companies that falls under the Striper Fund umbrella is Tennessee Walleye Charters, which we fish for walleye and sauger on the Cumberland River beginning in December, and that runs through March. And then in April, we switch over to Dale Hollow. We fish April through October. Now, in April and May, we only do night trips, and we sell on fish under the lights using a product I sell, which is made by HydroGlow. And it's an ultra-bright green light, puts about a 50-foot circle around the boat. And what we do is we'll anchor up near a grass bed, near drop-offs in Dale Hollow. And the bait fish come under that light in the millions, and then we jig and cast certain lures for the walleye. And it's a multi-species night. We'll catch some nights, you know, 10, 15 smallmouth, 4 or 5 pounds. We'll catch white bass. We'll catch crappie, catfish. But we catch some marvelous strings of walleye. And you can go on my Facebook page, Tennessee Walleye Charters, or on our website, Tennessee Walleye Charters, and see, you know, some of the dozens of big, big walleye that we've caught, you know, just in the last couple of weeks. So that is what we've been doing, Jim, for the last 5 or 6 years. Now, we've just opened up 3 new walleye waterways, one of which is just smoking hot right now, which is Laurel Lake up near Corbin in London, Kentucky. And my fellow that's running that lake for me, my guy on Dale Hollow, is, you know, Jeff Brown, the Walleye Whisperer, of course, and he's been doing it for 35 years. But Fred Hoskins is my guide up on Laurel Lake, and you may know Fred. He's the, you know, famous high school football coach over there in that area. And but he is a crackerjack walleye fishermen, and we're catching them at night over there, but we're catching them on the surface, casting lures, top water. And it is just a blast. And for the winter months, as I said, we do the Cumberland River, but now we have 2 new rivers over by Knoxville we're fishing, which is the Holston River and the Powell Rivers. And that fishing, again, will begin in December and run through March. So we have now matriculated out to 5 walleye waterways upon which we're offering services in Kentucky. That's Kentucky Walleye Charters, and the other 4, of course, down here in Tennessee under Tennessee Walleye Charters.
Well, for the folks out there who perhaps have been making that trip up to Lake Erie and whatnot, this is closer to home, and on average, really, some nicer fish than you would encounter on average at Lake Erie. Now, Lake Erie's known for numbers, but these are fish that are coming out of these cold water rivers that are absolutely awesome table fare, and big numbers of fish. That's the cool thing about that to me.
Yeah, there's not only numbers, but, you know, every year we'll catch a couple fish over 10 pounds, you know, which for around here is great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Lake Erie, but, you know, up at Lake Erie, they kind of, there's a lot of big waves up there, and a lot of them just do bottom bounce and Erie dairies, and we use a variety of techniques down here to catch these fish, from trolling handmade crankbaits to jigging spoons to catching them under the lights. And, of course, we do the traditional, you know, bottom bouncers, three-way rigs and worm rigs and some Erie dairies. But, so, again, we now have five different walleye waterways. And, of course, the walleye is one of the most delicious fish to eat. And that's why people really, you know, just love them. And to be frank with you, Jim, Dale Hollow's trips here, we're already booked up through May, June, most of July. I'm booking August and September now, and it's over in October. All of our summer nighttime trolling trips are highly prized and sought after. There's only 30 of them a year, which is the 2 days before the full moon, and 3 days after the full moon. And there's only 5 months we do it, so six days a month for 5 months is 30 trips. Those book up a year in advance, generally. And some people fish it this year and turn around and book it for the next year before they leave for the night.
Well, for folks who, obviously, if you're booked, can't get in to enjoy that action this year, can you give them some tips about what you all are doing and how you're catching those fish and what they can do?
Well, I have a lot of availability just an hour or two north up on Laurel Lake. That's what I was saying for the folks that, you know, want to fish at, you know, late July, August, September on Dale Hollow, best be booking soon to get in. For the folks that want to fish now or in the next few weeks, we have quite a bit of availability on Laurel. We just opened Laurel Lake up a couple of months ago for guide service. And
okay.
So, you know, that's pretty much what the deal is for that. But as far as how to target these fish, I write a fishing report that's published in fishing.com for the walleye, for the river, and for Dale Hollow, which does provide techniques and information on how we catch these fish.
Okay. Well, can you give us just a general rundown on it?
Oh, sure. This time of year, again, we anchor out. We put a light out. I prefer the product I sell, the HydroGlow light. It's extremely bright. It's a green light, so it's friendly to the predators. White lights will hurt the eyes of the predators. The bait fish come under them. The predators, not so much. The green light's much more effective. And once it comes in, and then we begin to jigging spoons and treble hooks on a three-way swivel, you can jig it up through the schools of shad, and you'll spear a couple of them on the treble hook. You can cast it out on a spinning reel and then bounce them on the bottom. We catch fish doing that. We will throw certain types of stick baits, like a rattling rogue or something to that extent, and the fish will come up and slam them on the surface. So that's pretty much what we do April and May, and then we'll get into, in June, we start doing the worm rigging, you know, the bottom bouncing. And you just have to fish close to the edges of weed beds. But the trouble is you get too close and you snag your rig in the weed bed. If you don't get close enough, the walleye live in those weed beds, and you get it out close to the weed bed, and they'll come darting out to get it, if you follow me. So if you're too far away, they won't dart out. If you get too close, you lose your rig. This is where learning to read your marine electronics and getting finite with your process is important.
You bet. You betcha. Jim, let me go to last break of the program this evening, and we'll kind of do a wrap-up, get your thoughts on some of these other techniques and tips you can share with everybody. The numbers again, folks, here, if you got any questions for us for the end of the program, 571-8484 or 1-800-444-8484. This break is presented by Paul Thomas, Mossy Oak Properties, Hart Realty, check them out. All kind of great listings on farms and outdoor properties of all stripes. They'll be glad to list your property. Check them out, MOPHARTRealty.com. And we're back on Jim Strader Outdoors again, talking with Captain Jim Durham, Striper Fund Guide Service, where they offer a plethora, that's a big word, a bunch of fishing opportunities for various species throughout the year. They specialize in a big way in stripers and hybrid stripers, but have branched out, as we were talking before the break, Jim, into the walleye fishery. You know, you mentioned Laurel Lake. I'm tickled to death that you all are operating over there. That is a sleeper lake. That's a deep, clear lake. It doesn't receive the kind of pressure that some of our other lakes endure, and it is loaded with walleye. I mean, it's loaded. And I was fascinated. Again, how are they fishing farm over there, your guide over there?
Well, right now we're fishing them at night. That'll last here for another few weeks, and then we'll start going to trolling for them with some lures, both at night and during the day, and daytime bottom bouncing. But it is an extremely healthy walleye fishery. And as you said, Laurel Lake is, it just doesn't get the walleye pressure Dale Hollow does. I mean, you get down here on Dale Hollow during the summer on a full moon, I mean, anywhere you look, you're going to see 100 boats. Okay, I mean, they're out hitting them. So a lot of walleye in there. We do real well. But, of course, my guide on Dale Hollow's been doing it for 35 years. And he's got it down to a science. And not everybody is, you know, is successful. These walleye in a clear lake are not an easy species of fish to catch. And you got to really be on your game. And you know, the inches that we need are all around us, like the old football coach said. And it's the same thing here. You know, it's, you really have to know what you're doing to catch these fish. It's not like just putting shad out and trolling them for some striper. And they're not really going to hit like that. But, yeah, Laurel Lake is great. And, of course, close to it, Jim, is Cave Run Lake. And that's one of my other new companies is Kentucky Muskie Charters. And I have a fellow over there who's a tournament muskie fisherman, very successful in the past, Bob Kistler. And we have opened up, and he lives right over there and has fished it his whole life. And we fish these big muskie there, you know, by casting lures versus on Dale Hollow. I troll for muskie, and I troll antique 100-year-old hand-carved flatfish lures. And so the muskie fishing is on Dale Hollow. You'll have a better chance of, you know, catching a 45, 50-inch fish. They got to be 50 inches just to keep one. Of course, the muskie are, you know, the fish at 10,000 casts. You know, I tell people the truth. You know, we only hit one every three or four trips, okay? But if you hit one, it's a chance of a lifetime. These fish are beautiful, fantastic. But over at Cave Run, you got a much better chance. You may not catch a 50-inch fish, but you can catch, you know, quite a few in the 30 to 40-inch range. And that's a hot lake for us over there.
Yeah, that's again, hats off to Department of Fish and Wildlife on that deal, because they've done a fantastic job of keeping that lake stocked and keeping the number of muskies in there up to par. And there's several other lakes over there that have muskies in them as well. So that's something that I'm a little surprised to hear you branched out into with everything else you got going on. But
well, I got a couple other things to tell you. We also are running crappie trips now on Dale Hollow. We run those through the end of May through June, July, and August, only for 3 months a year. But we have a technique over there, a trolling technique to catch these crappie. And some we catch, you know, you're allowed to keep 10, and we catch limits of crappie virtually every trip. And we're not talking, you know, little 10 or 12 inches. We're talking about, you know, nice 14 to 16-inch crappie. And we're all over that. You can see that on Tennessee Walleye Charters website and on our Facebook page. And unfortunately, you know, the June's gone. We got about a half of July left and some August if you want to get in on the crappie action. But for the people that have been fishing them with us the last 3 or 4 years, you know, there's only so many hours in the day, Jim. I haven't really advertised that one hard because it just fills in so quick. But we have crappie, and, of course, for both Lake Cumberland and Dale Hollow, I have a professional BASS fisherman who does two people at a time on his bass boat. And these bass trips are both, that we catch a lot of smallmouth and largemouth, but they're instructional trips. We actually go out for 6 hours and catch a bunch of bass, but you're being taught by a BASS pro on a variety of techniques, from worms to, you know, spinnerbaits, you know, rubber jigs to, you know, jig and spoons. And those trips are very, very sought after. And we stay booked on that one as well. So altogether, you know, I've got 17 guides on 13 different waterways now. We've expanded out, and I'm on a couple other waterways as well that people are asking for. So, you know, we're just trying to fill the niche.
Well, I hear you, and I think it's a great service you all provide. Tell folks again how to access you.
The main website is striperfun.com. And once you're on Striper Fun, it's me talking and this is this. But over to the side, you'll see a list of 11 of the waterways, and the other three new waterways I haven't had a chance to put on the website yet. I've been kind of with some family issues.
Yep, I know you'll get to it. And I want to, again, tell you our thoughts and prayers are with you on that difficulty with your mom. All right, folks, this is a wrap. We'll be with you next week. Same place, same time. Lots to talk about there. Keep up with us on Facebook at Jim Strader Outdoors on Facebook. And remember, you can get us on podcast to hear all our information that we give out every week. It's all cataloged on Spreaker, S-P as in Paul, R-E-A-K-E-R.com.